way of classifying the soil humic matter is quite similar to what we saw in the water chemistry. We start with our pool of material. We split out the unaltered leaves and branches and stuff like that. Then we get the transformed material. The transformed material, you can identify some of these things readily, so we can get lignins and obviously carbohydrates present and potentially peptides. And then we get the material we can't identify in terms of it, this is a type of compound. Those amorphous polymers then are our humic and fulvic acids. The difference in the soil is not only do we have the acid soluble component, which is the fulvic acids, and the more basic soluble components, the humic acids, we get the completely insoluble material, which is called the humin. So how do we do that practically? We take the soil humic matter and we then alkali extract it. Now the soluble component of that then will be both the fulvic acids and the humic acids. We then dry this off and acid extract. The acid extract then pulls out the fulvic acids, but it leaves behind the ones then that are not soluble in acid. Remember, in water chemistry, all we did was we dropped the pH, and the things that fell out first, which would be the things that are more soluble in base, were the humic acids, and then the things that were soluble at low pH were the fulvic acids. So it's the same idea, but we're now doing it in a fashion where we can deliberately extract out the different components from the soil. And the stuff that's left behind then are our insoluble humins. This is just a picture indicating why we are interested in the organic component. In addition to moving metals and storing metals, the humic component, because it's organic in nature, is able to trap lots of organic molecules. So we've got an organic molecule floating by. Here's our humic surface. That organic molecule will jump out of the soil water solution and bind to the surface strongly. So if we've got a problem pesticide, a nasty organic compound produced from industry, and it gets into a soil, it will bind to the humic matter readily.